It has been fantastic being with each of you tonight. It is always a blessing to be over here. And I pray God's blessings upon you as a congregation as you do great work here in this community. Keep shining as lights. Keep shining as those torches burning bright in a city that may be at times surrounded by darkness. During this summer, of course, we have an Olympic year, summer Olympic year. I enjoy that. I enjoy how they run in and begin the ceremonies with the passing of the torches. I know there may be some crazy background or history of where that all came from, steeped in paganism and all that. You know what? That means nothing to me. That has nothing to do with why I watch it. And I just enjoy seeing the competition that goes on. But people spend a lot of time, don't they? A lot of energy, a life up to that moment, and thinking of how young many of those Olympic participants will be. How many hours have they put into training, preparing for this moment to maybe make the team, right? Maybe get a chance to go. I was watching the qualifying rounds the other night for gymnastics and women's. I thought of all of those young men, all of those young women who are rotating around. How many would be selected? It's like five and a few alternates. That's the ones that were good enough to come and get a chance to try out. All those hours. I bet they take it serious. I bet they miss a few television shows for it. I bet they decide not to go out and eat certain foods. I bet they discipline themselves. I bet they give it their all. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Hebrews chapter 12. And it says, let us lay aside every weight. Let us put down every sin that clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us in the faith. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, even though He despised the shame of it. And He is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured from sinners such a hostility against Himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted in your struggle against sin. You resist it. Push back against it. Learn from the faithfulness of that Hebrews chapter 11, of which one tonight we discussed, even Sarah, even though we mentioned a few others, we primarily focused on her. But so many that surround us as this cloud of witnesses, so many that are there in the stands cheering us on and desiring us to be successful, so many of them who are saying to us, do not pick that up. Do not eat that. Do not engage in that. Do not watch that. Do not practice that. Do not say that. That's not going to get you to where you're trying to go. If people can focus and spend a lifetime from a young age giving everything they have, every extra moment to prepare for a maybe chance, to possibly even go to an Olympics, let alone then actually stand upon a podium and perhaps get one of three medals. How much more should we, in faith, do our best every day, if need be, turning off a television and spending a little more time together as a family in God's holy word, to prepare and to run the race that has been set before us. Run it with endurance, brothers and sisters. Run it until you reach the prize. Come to Christ if you need to, even this evening. Come forward if you need the prayers of the congregation here. If you don't like that I'm a visiting preacher and you want to talk to someone here, an elder, anyone. I know a lot of these people here who will talk with you, pray with you, love you through it. Find someone next to you even right now. Come forward even if you need, as we stand and sing.